with So Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This morning, hopefully, is Dr. Bernard Korn. Dr. Korn, are you there? Dr. Korn? Well, we don't have Dr. Korn, so I guess we're going to be doing open lines. And what can we really talk about that is of some significance? Of course, hopefully you'll call in, because it'll be talk radio until Dr. Korn comes on. But basically, as we look at the world today, everything is changing. We look at the toxic sky, and if you have your eyes on the sky, you see the crisscrossing. You see the circular flight patterns. And if you doubt the circular flight patterns, we have pictures of them. Commercial airliners don't fly in circles and leave circular contrails. Spray paints do. And there really are spray planes hired by the CIA or hired by the military, and I think they're part of the program, to geoengineer the atmosphere. And what they're doing, of course, is spraying aluminum up there and barium and strontium and other toxic chemicals to create a canopy over the sky. It was the idea, theoretically, we're going to stop global warming by putting up this haze. It's going to reflect the sun's light. Actually, it acts as the greenhouse effect, and it increases temperature, not decreases temperature, or perhaps it simply works to alter the weather. But there's no question. We've never seen, in, during my lifetime, tornadoes like we're having, hurricanes like we're having, of the extensive flooding, not only here, but all throughout the world. They know how to modify the weather. How do we know? Why? Because there's a United Nations treaty that talks about that and their ability to actually create earthquakes. Oh, now, why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? Well, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview, and they want to destroy industrialized society. Why do they want to do that? Well, because they feel there are too many people in the world, because the people are using up their essential elements of society, their natural resources, and they want to take the world back to the way it was before the wicked white man came to dominate Western civilization, before the wicked white man came to America. And people, when you tell them that, they look at you as if you're wearing a tinfoil hat. The difficulty is it can be well verified, and all you need to do is read Agenda 21, published by the United Nations. Fortunately, it's up on the Internet. You can get a copy of it. You can also get a copy of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, Global Biodiversity Assessment, published by the Cambridge University Press in 1994, It is a little lengthy. It's over 1,142 pages, so you can actually get the summary of that in my sustainable development syllabus, and you have our permission to copy that summary and get it out. A woman actually spent several months going through the Global Biodiversity Assessment, making a summary of it and providing it for us. Then, of course, you need to read the Earth Charter, and you need to understand that they really do intend, according to the Earth Charter, to have equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but among nations, which is why they have sent 8 million of our jobs, the United States jobs, to other countries, or why they are trying to drive up the cost of electricity to drive industry out of this nation, why they've taken down trade barriers to encourage our corporations to move overseas, why they harass our corporations so that they, with regulations and bureaucrats, so they'll move overseas, and certainly why they give them special tax breaks. They don't have to pay any taxes if they move overseas, whereas they have to pay exorbitant taxes here in this country, 35% taxes. If you could, Cindy, make millions of jobs by moving overseas, wouldn't you go overseas? Of course you would, because, of course, you have cheap labor, you have no tariffs to get the products back here, but you don't have any pay any taxes on the money that you have overseas. You can invest in other corporate activities overseas, and they're doing everything they can to destroy the industrial base of this country. It should be so obvious looking at what's going on, and yet people know all of the facts that I've put out there, and they can't connect the dots because they don't understand Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century being promoted by ICLEI, and ICLEI has over 600 communities signed up to pursue their goal. ICLEI, the International Coalition on Local Environmental Initiatives, is set up to implement Agenda 21 all across America, indeed all across the world. It is being implemented. The wages are rising in other countries and falling here. Our real unemployment is not 16 or 17%. Basically, you have your U2 unemployment, which has gone up now at 9.1%, 9.2%. But that doesn't really gauge unemployment. That's just the people receiving benefits. The real unemployment is U6. U6, of course, is the people who are getting benefits, the people who are looking for jobs and can't find one, and they no longer have benefits, the people who've given up working for jobs, and the people who are working only at part-time jobs because they can't get a full-time job. If you look at that figure, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's over 17%, and if you take out the birth-death ratio, which anybody who knows anything about economics, and please don't include me in that, I'm just repeating what economists have told me, is really 22%. We've spent billions, several trillion dollars in quantitative easing one, quantitative easing two, which ends this month. The quantitative easing two actually was $600 billion that the Federal Reserve is putting out, another $870 billion, which was stimulus two, Obama stimulus. You're talking about $1.5 trillion. And what did it get us? 22% U6 unemployment, a falling GDP if you look at the real rate of inflation, an inflation rate of 10%. Just a good
old boy. Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we're going to have two open lines this morning because our regularly scheduled guest didn't call in. This is talk radio, so if you don't talk, call, I have no one to talk to. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, of course, we were simply talking about what's going on today. What is really going on today? Well, they have the ability to create earthquakes. I attended a conference over the weekend with Dr. Stephen Jones. He was, of course, Stephen Jones was a scientist from University of Brigham Young University, who had actually pointed out that the Twin Towers came down because they'd used thermite explosives and they were able to actually destroy the Twin Towers taking out the beams by the use of thermite, which explains the pools of molten metal which existed in the basement of the World Trade Center for several weeks after, of course, the building had come down. If you had a fire, you don't get pools of molten metal, but they did with the World Trade Center. Well, of course, Stephen Jones touched on that in his lecture, but of course the major thing he was talking about was, of course, the fact that the government can create earthquakes, scientists can create earthquakes, and cited a number of scientific papers talking about how they have created earthquakes. In fact, almost a quarter of the earthquakes in Great Britain over a certain period of time had been man-made. Now, you're not allowed to know that they can create earthquakes, and they do this by injecting water into the various plates there under very high pressure, acts as a lubricant, and you can actually get an earthquake going. And they know how to create earthquakes. Well, we've seen this terrible, terrible earthquake that caused the tsunami in Japan. Was that a man-made earthquake? We don't know. It's all secret. Well, if it's secret, there's nothing to conceal. Why is all that the government does secret? Why did they take the young man, his name is, I think, Manning, supposedly, in the military, who actually had released the WikiLeaks program, hundreds of thousands of government documents? They keep him naked in a cell, ladies and gentlemen. Naked in a cell in the United States. Naked in a cell with the lights on all the time. I call that torture. Oh, well, it's all right to torture people who haven't been convicted or indicted of anything as long as the government says it's all right. Who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Well, hi, Maureen, calling
hi.
From Colorado. It's good to hear from you. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call, but what would you like to talk about this morning, Maureen? It's open line.
Well, when you invite us to call, I'll call. I have several pertinent points I'd like to let your audience know. Dr. Roger Billica has been mentioned to you, and another caller, I think it was last week, the week before, mentioned Dr. Roger Billica on the air on your program. And I'd like to say that he has told us some encouraging things. Not that breathing and ingesting heavy metals is good for us, it's deadly, but he does say this. He said there is something that he wishes was in every American home, just like some of the regular, you know, a dishwasher or washing machine, is an infrared sauna. And he invites anyone to call his office, and he can give them the number of it. You can buy one for a home size. He uses it in his office practice, but you can get one for individual homes, residential use, for $200 or $300, which is reasonable, to be able to rid your body of the heavy metals that we're all subjected to and the environmental toxins that we're getting. Also, he has some good news in that beets, the vegetable beets, are a great help in ridding the body of toxic elements. And he also offers some very good news about cancer. Some time ago, I've been listening to him for about 7 years every single day. I don't suppose I've missed more than five of his broadcasts in the last 7 years. That's how regular I am about it, because it's such valuable information. And he said one day, he came on several years ago, said, well, there's good news today. He said that they have found that broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, radishes, rutabagas, that whole cruciferous family of vegetables contain compounds that tell cancer cells. The way he put it, it was sort of startling. He said, these compounds tell cancer cells to commit suicide. So there is a lot of good news in what he brings to us, and I just wanted to let people in your whole reading, I mean listening audience, know that there are means that they can use to help their health as regards the toxic elements that we're getting in our environment.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your calling with that information, Marie, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I can tell you that there really is benefit in diet if you have cancer. Certainly the Hoxie treatment, the Gerson treatment, depended upon proper diet. Basically, to mobilize the immune system, your immune system would actually kill the cancer cells, and this really does happen. As a trained physician, I was told the way you, of course, rid of cancer was, of course, to cut it out, and if you couldn't cut it out, then you gave chemotherapy and or radiation. That is what the doctors have been trained to do. The trouble is, that doesn't change the immune system. That doesn't change the problem that created the cancer. At the beginning of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, one in every 17 people in the United States got cancer. Today, it's one in three. Why? Well, because they're intentionally poisoning us, or poisoning us with the metals that are in our drinking water, the metals that they're spraying in the sky, in the toxic skies, the metals that they're putting into the vaccines, the metals, of course, that they are able to get into the drinking water. Now, I mentioned the metals in the drinking water, but basically they also, of course, are able to add lead to the drinking water by using a hydroflow silicic acid, and they don't add the add lead. There's already lead in the drinking water and the hydroflow silicic acid, but only a minuscule amount. But, of course, the hydroflow silicic acid pulled the lead out of bronze bathroom fixtures, out of solder, and of course, gives a lead encephalopathy. And it's really a very interesting thing to consider, that one of the explanations for the fall of Rome was that they had their aqueducts and they lined them with lead so they'd be nice and smooth, so the water could flow more readily, and But of course, the water picked up the lead from the lining of the aqueducts, and that led to an encephalopathy and an apathy and difference, a type of madness in the people of Rome. So that when the enemies approached the city there in 476, why, there was no one to actively resist. Their armies were overseas, and the public had been poisoned by the water supply. Isn't it interesting that we're doing the same thing across America today? 67% of the lack of the populations, communities in America are fluoridated, and 98% of those are fluoridated with hydrofluorous salicylic acid. And the scientific studies, specifically described by Dr. Roger Masters, Dr. Robert Masters of Dartmouth, the scientific studies of 450,000 children reveal with finger sticks, and they take a drop of blood, they that in the communities where, of course, they fluoridate the water with hydrofluorous salicylic acid, the level of lead in the blood of those children doubled in white children, went up fourfold in Hispanic children and sixfold in black children, which is, and of course they get a lead encephalopathy, and Dr. Roger Masters is a sociologist. And what he found is that in those communities that fluoridated their water with hydrofluorous salicylic acid, they had a much higher level of criminal activity because the lead encephalopathy actually precipitated criminal activity, rage, irresponsible social behavior, and of course with that criminal activity. This is well known in the scientific literature. Isn't it interesting? You'll never hear this in the controlled media. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Where are the environmentalists when you need them, when you really need them? Well, they're paid by the people who are actually poisoning us, so they're not going to tell you the really important thing. They're going to tell you we've got to do away with nuclear energy, certainly electricity. Why? Because it's going to poison the atmosphere and going to poison the water, poison the ground, and so we got to do away with the production of nuclear energy, and then we've got to do away with the use of energy that is produced by coal or oil or natural gas, because that's leaving a carbon footprint and responsible for climate change, and then we've got to tear down the dams so the fishies can swim up and down the rivers because we're losing our fish. And because it really is true, they've had some of the biggest salmon runs of all time in recent years, but that doesn't really matter. What they really want to do is do away with the use of electricity. Certainly solar and wind electricity is a very inefficient means and a very expensive means of having electricity. They want to do away with electricity because they want to deindustrialize society. And when you understand that, it makes sense. Otherwise, it's nothing but organized madness. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about this morning? Would you like to talk about the chemtrails and how, of course, the toxic skies are being utilized? They're using the sky to funnel into the soil, into the water, into the snowpack, into your lungs, toxic substances which are going to damage and destroy your health. It is real. It's not imaginary. Look at the toxic skies. And remember, certainly commercial airliners fly from point A to point B, and sometimes they leave condensation trails. But, of course, spray planes fly in circles, as it used, and I've seen them leaving their so-called contrails, and basically they're not contrails, they are chemical trails. They are actively spraying today all across America. I have actually personally touched what they've done, because sometimes it doesn't get spread evenly. Sometimes it forms into a sort of a gel, And, of course, it comes down in streamers and gets onto trees. And you can actually pick it up on a piece of branch. And somebody brought it to me one day. What a revelation to realize it's not imaginary, it's real. But it can be measured. The level of aluminum increase, marked increase, can be measured in the soil. It can be measured in the barks of trees. They have the old measurements. They have the modern measurements. They know what they are. It can be measured in the snowpacks. They've done that on Mount Shasta. But what this does, of course, is interfere with the growth of our crops. The aluminum gets into the plants, and it gets into you, and there's nothing more toxic than aluminum. Of course, maybe unless it's mercury and lead, but they're getting those in as well. Don't you worry. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know because it's so absurd. Who in their right mind would want to poison the whole population? And you're not dealing with people with the right mind. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them for Shavuot 2011, June the 12th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado. Festivities begin at 9:45. Praise and worship with the Mendez Brothers Band, the Beth Messiah Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers. Teachings by Senior Pastor Mark McClellan from the Harvest Congregation and Dr. Frank Morgan of the Watchman's Cry. Special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Chumney. Bring your own lunch, no glass containers, please. Restoration Fellowship will be providing lamb and pita. Communion and mikvah services also available. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. Beth Messiah Congregation. Shavuot 2011, June the 12th, the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland. Be there. And Hag Sameach.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra. Gift of the Earth. DoTerra, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of DoTerra certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. It's, of course, open lines. Our guest didn't show up. And, well, we do have somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Wyoming.
Hi. Good to have you with us. What was your name?
John.
Okay, John. Are you, what, from around Cheyenne?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Yes, they are... It comes in two parts. I wonder if you have the names of bills that are that they're currently working on to control fresh water, or other documents for the control of fresh water. And being originally from Michigan, I noticed back there that they're having maybe local issues about local politicians wanting to cancel the position of drain commissioner, and where there might be seven commissioners handling a county, and they want to cut it to five because of costs, of financial costs. But I wonder if they're related to the fresh water up there.
I can't tell you the names of any legislation that they have, but we do know, of course, what they're doing is tearing down dams. We know that they're going to be tearing down three or four dams up on the Klamath River here in Northern California. The river runs between Oregon and California. We do know there is a plan to close down and tear down dams all across America. Of course, dams are important as a source of fresh water, storing fresh water, flood control, generating hydroelectricity. They don't want that. They don't want the farmers to have water. They don't want there to be flood control. They want to create a chaotic situation. But I really can't give you any specific legislation. All I can do is tell you that they are intentionally poisoning the water all across America by adding fluoride to it. And I can tell you that 42% of our children, according to the Federal Drug Administration, 42% of our children have dental fluorosis, which means that the bodies have been poisoned, and you can see the physical manifestation of it on the teeth, but you can't see the manifestation of the poisoning of all those helpless, innocent children. They have intentionally poisoned them, and they're going to continue poisoning them, because when you have dental fluorosis, it means, of course, the fluoride has gotten into all of your tissues, all of your organs. You cannot handle the fluoride. 42% of our children have been poisoned. But I can't answer that, nor can I answer this effort to cut back on the number of commissioners. But America is under attack today, not from somebody in Russia or in China or in Afghanistan. They are under attack today from 58 East 68th Street in New York City, there at the Harold Pratt House, where the invisible rulers of America are laying their plans for the destruction of America as a sovereign nation. But I really can't answer your questions. I wish I could. Anything else you'd like to ask, John?
Yes, 10 minutes ago you mentioned a quote, "My sustainable development." Is that a place on your website? Being that it's mine?
Basically, we have a sustainable development syllabus, and that syllabus contains the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It contains the copy of the Earth Charter. It contains something which most people don't talk about, and that is the Ten Commandments from the dark side, from the pit of hell. The Ten Commandments that are find on the Georgia Guidestones, and then, of course, it contains my population control agenda monograph, which goes into some detail on how they are controlling the population today and actually killing off people. What people don't understand is they've already killed between 1 and 2 billion people, or at least eliminated those lives by preventing them from being born by one means or another, after they have been born, simply killing them. They're killing people today, and they intend to kill billions more. There is a covert population control agenda that is being implemented today. And, of course, they're going to take us into a great war with the Muslim world. That is, of course, why we are financing the overthrow of the existing Muslim governments, so we can unite all of the Muslims in preparation for the coming war. And the average American has no idea what's going on. But my sustainable development syllabus is important. It's available by calling 1-800 1-800-544-8927. It was designed to go along with a talk I give on the subject called Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government, because that's what it's all about. They want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and other nations, mold us into a world government under the control of a ruling oligarchy. That is the agenda. That is the goal. And then, of course, there's this four-tape set on sustainable development we have. And, of course, Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org has a lot of great information. But I suggest my sustainable development syllabus because, of course, contains the things you really need, an analysis, the global biodiversity assessment, the Earth Charter, the Ten Commandments from the Georgia Guidestones. In fact, I have a little mnemonic that helps me remember this. It's called AGE with two G's. Agenda 21, which is the plan. It's written out, the agenda for the 21st century. Get people out of their cars. Get them to use less water. Get them to use electricity. Deindustrialize America. Take away their private property rights. Crush the people. And then, of course, that's the A. The G is the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report and the Georgia Guidestones. And then E is the Earth Charter, which, of course, is the new Ten Commandments for the world. That's what they say, the Earth Charter, the new Ten Commandments for the world. They keep it in the satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant, because, after all, the Ten Commandments were kept in the Ark of the Covenant. The satanic counterpart is the Ark of Hope, built just like the Ark of the Covenant, with the pieces of wood on either side to carry it with. They take it all over the country, and most Americans have never heard of it or have no idea that these people are mocking God. They're mocking Christianity. They have an agenda, a totally destructive one. So the Sustainable Development Syllabus is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I suggest you get it along with my talk, Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. Anything else?
Does the SPP document enter into your discussion?
Now, what specific document are you speaking of?
Drawing a blank there. That's the agreement for development of South America and United States and Canada.
Oh, you're talking about the whole idea of the North American Union?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's simply part and parcel of this as a move towards world government. No, my syllabus doesn't cover that, although it's an important movement. Available up on the Internet. You're welcome to hang on if you'd like to, or otherwise.
I'll hang up and let somebody else call in.
Our school in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Architect Studio in Fort Collins reminds listeners that blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe, painless, and only takes a short time. Be a silent hero and give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of the Architect Studio in Fort Collins. Stop by or call them at 482-8125 for more information. They're on the air because they care.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Thank you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and it's open lines. We'd love to hear from you. My telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you and what your thoughts are, what your concerns are, whether we can answer your questions is immaterial. The important thing is that we raise the questions. We get people to think. We talk about the toxic skies. Put up signs about the toxic skies. Explain to them what the smart meters are about, how they're designed, of course, to raise the cost of electricity. They're designed to manipulate your use of electricity and limit your use of electricity during the daytime hours, ultimately, altogether, because again, it'll get the cost of electricity up so high, it'll be too expensive for you to utilize. And then, of course, lastly, why, of course, are the smart meters designed to injure your health? Because you get certainly a great deal of radiation. People often scoff and say, why, of course, you don't get anywhere near as much radiation from smart meters as you do from cell phones. Ha, ha, ha. Well, the thing is that you do get radiation from cell phones. Go up on the Internet and look it up. You'll find numerous references to the fact that the cell phones will actually, it damage the DNA, and if you're using them on a regular basis, there's a significant increase in brain cancers. Another very interesting study was that since many men actually carry their cell phones in their pocket or on their belt, why, their sperm count and the sperm aren't normal and healthy. And if you can do that to the sperm, what can it do to the cells in your brain? They know that it alters brain function when used. They're simply destroying us with radiation and with lead and aluminum and fluoride. And who's on the line?
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hi, good to have you with us. Well, I'm glad we're getting into Wyoming. I hope we get everybody up there listening. We need to get the good people in Wyoming involved with us. And in fact,
well, I think most of the people in Cheyenne
there
can get the station quite well.
Go right ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question. I listen to Alex Jones every day, and he's been mentioning about they're putting lithium into the water, too.
I do not know that. I know it has been suggested, but I really can't comment on it. I have no knowledge on that subject.
Okay.
I do not know if it happens, if it's widespread, or just in a localized area. What does Alex say?
He says that they got it in different cities in Texas, and they're starting to put it around to different cities in the country.
I can't comment. Alex usually does his homework, and it's a frightening thing to think, because, of course, the lithium is designed to influence your mind.
Yes, that's what he was saying, and I forget a couple of the experts he had on that was giving him the information that, yes, it controls your mind.
Right.
And
really, I'll never forget one time when I was chief of staff at a hospital, and a doctor came who'd been a manic depressive, and he was on lithium. And just the lack of emotion. In fact, he killed a patient. He killed one of my patients because his mind wasn't functioning properly.
And correct.
I'll never forgive myself for allowing him to have privileges on our hospital staff. Anyway, we'll look into it. But
okay, and one other thing, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
The Bilderbergers are got a big meeting going on, I believe, in Switzerland in, well, it was yesterday, 4 days and 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And he had one of the, I forget the gentleman's name, who's been...
Jim Tucker?
Jim Tucker.
Yeah, Jim's a good guy. I've interviewed him a number of times.
So I would say they have something definitely going on. And guess who's going over to the meeting, and then I'll let you go.
All right, God bless. Well, we'll try to get Jim.
Mitt Romney's going over.
Hey, Biden.
They announced that Mitt Romney is going over to the meeting with the Bilderbergers.
Well, maybe he'll be their selection. He said he is a very attractive candidate. I don't trust him, but he's a very attractive candidate.
I don't trust him either. I just thought I'd mention that to you. It was mentioned on that by Mr. Tucker.
Well, look, if you know of any good radio stations there in your in Cheyenne or the surrounding area that would carry our program, you call me at my 800 number, 800-544-8927. We need to get to the good people there in Wyoming, okay?
Okay. And
thanks very much.
You
have
a good day.
We have another caller. Who is it?
Dan, this is John from Colorado.
Oh, hi, John from Colorado. Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I was just going to say, right, everything you had to say about the smart meters is absolutely true. Here in Colorado right now, we're being inundated with them. And even the electrical cooperatives, I'm a member of a cooperative, you know, which is supposed to be responsible to the members and run by the members, and they have decided that they're going to put in the smart meters, and if we don't like it, then they're going to turn off our electricity.
Well, then you want to replace the people on the board who are doing that, because they've gone over to the other side. But you have to understand, they have put their people into every key position. They've infiltrated our conservative organizations, the liberal organizations, the Christian organizations. They have their people planted in the military, certainly in banking, in businesses, in our government, our educational system, our foundations. These are people like termites. They're into everything. And they're evil people. They have a different agenda. They control the media, and as a result, most people don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah, well, we just have to stand up, and that's what we're doing with these smart meters. More and more people are finding out what it's all about, and we're standing up, speaking out, saying, no, we don't want them. So hopefully we're going to slow this thing down. And really, these smart meters make it real personal, because this is how they gain access into your house. And
you're absolutely right. We got a great 4-tape set on smart meters. We got a great book on smart meters. Both available by calling 1-800-544-8927.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I just stand here talking about smart meters. We have a great four-tape set on smart meters. We have a great little book put together by our friend Barrett Chose on smart meters. Up to date, everything you need to know about smart meters, and we're afraid to ask. That's not the real title, but that's a little commentary. But we do have a four-tape set. We do have the book on it. You need to get the information. You need to talk about it because it affects people, and they have to understand that what's going on affects them. Once they do, their whole life changes. They suddenly realize that they and their family and their children are under attack today. These people have targeted our children. They've killed billions of them, well over a billion. They're in the process of killing them today, and of course they intend to kill billions more through war, through pestilence, that is disease, certainly through famine, and that's why they're having many storms wiping out the crops, and they have the ability to control the weather. We've got a book on weather control. We have a book on HAARP. We have a four-tape set on weather control, on chemtrails, on HAARP. Certainly we've got all sorts of information you need to get. We have a great DVD on cancer, Forbidden Cures. Yes, there are treatments and cures of cancer, but they don't want to cure cancer. They're doing everything they can to promote cancer by poisoning our immune system, by withholding treatments so that people will die. Slow, agonizing deaths. And if you've never heard our four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, you need to get it. You need to listen to it. It may be available in the CD. I can't comment, but it's the background of one of the members of this group talking back in 1969, and Dr. Dunnigan attended the meeting. He actually took notes and eventually recorded what he heard, and you'll be amazed at what was said back in 1969. As Dr. Richard Day, former medical director of the Planned Parenthood, said, well, people are going to have to die of something. There are too many people in the world. They might as well die of cancer. Those are his words. Too many people in the world are going to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And if you've ever seen anybody die the slowly, lingering, suffering death of cancer, why, of course, you wonder, what sort of human being could make that statement? Why, one who is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, ladies and gentlemen. The four-tape or CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, available, as are all the other things we talk about. The four-tape sets on chemtrails, the four-tape sets on HAARP, on weather modification, the books on HAARP and weather modification, two great DVD sets. One of them, What in the World Are They Spraying? The other DVD, an excellent DVD by our friend Bob Fletcher, on weather modification. What they're doing, weather modification. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, your job is to get other people to listen to our programs, to get our material, to copy our material, to distribute our material, to get the information out, because the one thing the other side fears, they fear an awakened, angry American. People are going to say, this is subversive. The people perpetrating these crimes, and they are crimes against individuals, humanity, should be arrested, and convicted. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for New Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuper.